Hey, hey, and welcome to episode 43 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box, and today is going to be a solo episode. It's very intimate. It's just you and me. If you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can hit us up on social media at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started. So, first segment is Hot Topics, where I go through some of the news you may have missed over the noise of last week. If there's any stories you want us to talk about, make sure you use that hashtag. So first, I'm going to talk about IZONE's potential reunion. So I briefly spoke about this last week, where it was kind of sparked by fans raising money because they were upset that IZONE had disbanded. Well, there are some updates. According to media reports, there is a chance that IZONE will be able to get back together, although the group has officially disbanded in April 2021. Pause. I still feel like it's really early, like they've just disbanded, but anyway. After a relaunch project was set up by fans, including a fundraiser, CGENM has stated that discussions had kicked off regarding the matter. So they're in talks about this anyway. So on the 25th of June, according to a report, CGENM has been in discussions with the various companies since May. The discussions included terms for a concert to be held both in Korea and Japan, as well as two digital singles. However, it cannot be seen as a complete relaunch of the group, but rather as promotional activities for members of IZONE before their companies lay out plans for their future as individuals. So the whole essence is nothing is set in stone. The way I feel about this, as I said before, and I think I said this last week, I really feel like it's really early to be having like some sort of reunion. Like, they literally disbanded in April. Some of the comments that you guys have left is, I saw a lot that was saying because it's temporary that you guys don't want it, you want them to be like a proper permanent group, and you don't want to go through the whole disbandment thing again. Another point that someone said that I thought was actually a really good point was that they get to have a last concert with fans actually being there. So it's kind of like they are able to, you know, wrap up promotions, as they weren't able to do that back in April. Someone's like really over it, you guys being over that it's temporary, because they were like, you know, you really want to overwork these girls. How can you be mad at a temporary group disbanding as scheduled? So fun. If you want to add any comments, please let me know on social media. Moving on, for the Stray Kids fans, for the stays, Hyunjin is finally back. Woo-woo. So Stray Kids have dropped a surprise mixtape single, which is titled Oh, on the 26th of June. Along with the single, it came with a music video with a familiar face. Of course, it's Hyunjin, and he has returned as he has been on hiatus from group activities since February. JYP made an official statement to the media regarding Hyunjin's future activities. They announced that he will be joining Stray Kids for their future schedules from July onwards. During his break from activities, Hyunjin has reflected on himself while donating and participating in volunteer work. If you guys were lost, back in February of this year, Hyunjin temporarily halted all activities after one of his middle school classmates posted online accusing him of verbally abusing him during school days. According to JYP Entertainment, after Hyunjin met up with the classmate, he apologized in person, and the two former classmates have resolved their misunderstandings. So a lot of you are very excited, stays and non-stays are happy that Hyunjin is back. I think my favorite comment that I saw online was, yes, finally, my man's is back at work. He can pay this child support. You guys are crazy. And last but not least, we gotta end this with some BTS news. Big Hit confirms Ed Sheeran's participation in BTS's upcoming track. So Ed Sheeran has written another song for BTS. Ed Sheeran took part in an interview with an American radio show, Most Requested Live, to speak about his new single, Bad Habits, on the 26th of June. He revealed, I've just written a new song for their new record, and they're like super, super cool guys as well. On the 27th of June, a source from Big Hit Entertainment, that is Habit, Big Hit Music, I am so sorry. A source from Big Hit Music stated that it is true that Ed Sheeran is participating in a BTS song. Ed Sheeran and BTS's first collaboration song was Make It Right from BTS's 2019 album Map of Soul, Persona. So a lot of you guys are excited for that. And, you know, it's kind of funny now it's the other way around where before I feel, no, BTS never did that. But I feel like it would be, you know, oh, isn't it amazing that BTS are working with this person? But now it's the other way around. Like, oh, isn't it amazing that this person is working with BTS? There's levels to this ish, okay? Put some respect on it. But yeah, that's the end of Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want to comment on, or if you want us, me and Shay, to speak about anything in the future, make sure you hit us up on social media at HowYouAtYou, or you can use the hashtag, which is HowYouAtYou. All right, moving on to our next segment, which is Say What. You send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea, and now games. Make sure you use the email howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or if you're lazy, you can DM us on social media. So yeah, I guess I will take it away. So the first unpopular opinion is, no offense, but why do all JYP's new groups just make noise music? Okay, I don't know. I feel like, okay, let's break this down. So their latest debuts would have to be, well, what comes to my mind is ITZY and Stray Kids, even though Stray Kids have been around for a bit, if that's who you're referring to. I see what you're saying, but I feel like noise music is very in. I feel like they're just following the trend, but I feel like they still have their uniqueness to it. I feel like with Stray Kids, you know, you can categorize some of their songs as noise music, but I feel like it still sounds like Stray Kids. Same with ITZY. Like, I feel like it's noise music, but with their own color and input into it, so I don't really think it all sounds the same. I don't know, I don't think you said anything offensive. That's what I call it. I call like noise music. Who else is like capable of, you know, making noise music? 80s. When I think of noise music, I think of 80s. I think of Monster X. Who else? Those are the main two that pop into my mind at the moment. NCT. NCT, yes, they make noise music. there's quite a few that make noise music. It's not necessarily bad. It's not necessarily bad. It's just it is what it is. I did see a comment that the whole noise music trend kind of started within like the JYP vicinity after GOT7 released Hard Carry. And now, like, looking back, I could kind of see what you mean. I do hope that there's nothing wrong with noise music. There's some noise music type songs that are like God's Menu, bangs. Like some of NCT's, most of NCT's are bangs. So it's not necessarily bad. It's just, I feel like it's overdone. So I think the reason why JYP's new groups make noise music is because that's what's in. Hopefully with newer debuts, they can, you know, JYP can give us something different. Many may argue JYP is the only company doing it right. Do you agree or disagree? Let me know. Anyway, moving on. Where is EXID? Did they disband? I miss Hani, like she literally disappears. She was the queen of variety shows. Oh, EXID. What legends, what icons. Actually, technically, they haven't disbanded. It's one of those situations where all the members haven't re-signed with their company, which I think was Banana Culture, I think. And they signed on to different agencies, but they did say, you know, that they would, you know, promote together. And as I've said, weeks and weeks and weeks from now, I think they're not the only group that have done that. I think VIX have done that. VIX is the only one group that comes to mind at the moment. I feel like there's been other groups, but I feel like the only group that have successfully done that and actually stuck to their word so far is GOT7, and they haven't dropped the ball. They did it quite soon after, so we'll see if we'll get like more projects from them, because you know they are quite popular and they're doing their separate things. But I feel like once you sign to a new agency and you're doing different things, it's kind of hard to come together. I just think they're not against it, you know, that unit hasn't split up, but it's just all about if they can come together. In terms of the members, if I remember correctly, Solji, she's doing a lot of solo work. I know she was singing a few OST stuff. She does have a Twitter and a YouTube account. I think her username is Soul_G, like S-O-U-L _G. So check her out there. She was meant to have a solo concert in December last year, but obviously because of COVID and Corona. I said COVID and Corona, that's two separate things, but you know what I mean. She needs to, hopefully there's like a rescheduling of that solo concert. Ellie is, you know, she working, okay? She's in her producer bag, you know, her writing bag. I know she has worked with Everglow, I believe, and she's meant to be releasing a solo album. I don't know when this solo album is meant to come out, but that's the last thing I heard from her. Hyunlin, she has a YouTube channel as well. I think she does. Does she do covers? I don't know. I feel like I'm making that up. But she definitely has a YouTube channel. I do remember that. And Jonghwa, she did acting before, like music kind of took over. So I know she's jumped back into acting. Now for Hani is now acting more. So she's not really in the variety shows as much, but she's acting under her birth name, An Hee-yeon. I don't really watch dramas, so I don't really know what she's been in, but I know she's getting her acting shmoney, her acting bag. So she hasn't disappeared. She's still about. She's just not in the music realm, I guess. So yeah, I do miss her variety shows because, like, you know, she's a whole personality. She's a vibe. But hopefully, you know, they can cook up something. I feel like a lot of projects that they had planned have been put on the back burner because of, you know, we're in a pandemic. But never say never, because technically they're on hiatus, basically. They haven't disbanded. So I hope that, really an unpopular opinion, just ask me where they were. So there you go. And last but not least, why do companies try to force English versions of songs? Oh, here we go. Like, not trying to be rude, but can they at least get them English teaching and help them improve their pronunciation? Well, dang, you just going, wow, like, this is a whole new language, okay? I bet if you try to sing Korean, you might think it sounds good, but it probably, the pronunciation is off. Damn. Okay, let's start with the first. Wow. Why do companies try to force English versions of songs? I find it so funny. So if you guys follow me on my Instagram, that's at kpopbox_, every Tuesday I have like a Trash Tuesday where you guys send me you guys send me an unpopular opinion, and I basically anonymously just throw it out there, see what your thoughts and feelings are. And funnily enough, the unpopular opinion that I had last week was about English versions of songs. It wasn't about, yeah, English versions of songs, yeah. And there were some really interesting points. So from my Instagram, the way it was worded was they found English versions of songs unnecessary. And I guess you were kind of saying the same thing. You feel like it's forced. First and foremost, as you know, some of the comments were saying as well, and I totally agree, it is a business move. And first and foremost, these companies are businesses. So it's a way to market their song to people that don't really listen to songs of other languages or not interested to. I don't know if that's the right wording, but I feel like sometimes, you know, people have the perception of, ugh, why do you listen to that song? Like, you don't even understand what they're saying, kind of vibes. We've all had someone say that to us at some point in time. And I think, shout out to Tasha, she mentioned something about, you know, it's not just Korean artists just singing English songs. You've had, you know, Beyonce when she had her Spanish version of Irreplaceable, and I think it was Beautiful Liar one as well in Spanish to appeal to a Spanish market. Also, there's also Japanese versions of existing Korean songs as well. So, but then on the flip side, sometimes I feel like the English version bangs more than the Korean version. Like, someone else commented on my post, and please have a look at this post, because, you know, people are, you know, spitting facts. TVXQ had this song, I think it was for a dance film called Running on Empty, but I think the English version was released first, and maybe that's why I like the English version more than the Korean counterpart, which was called Off-Road. I don't know, I just liked it better, but that song banged. Second part is, not trying to be rude, but can they at least get them English teach? I think they meant get English teacher and help them improve their pronunciation. I don't feel like that's a bad shout. I feel like there should be someone that can help with the English pronunciation. Is there like a particular song that you think, is there like a particular song in English that you think is a bit sketchy? That you're like, what? I remember ages ago I had an unpopular opinion that they didn't like Taeyong's pronunciation. I think it was in Regular, but I just think they don't like his pronunciation in English or Korean, so they just a hater. But yeah, if there's like a particular song, I want to know so I can see if I agree with you. Do they force them? No, but yes, kinda. And also, just since this is an unpopular opinion, I do know Twice have announced that they plan to do a first full English digital single. But yeah, that's coming. Have a look out for that and tell me if you're digging it. Tell me if you're feeling it. I think I saw a TikTok where a fan was saying the reason why Twice's contract is to soon up, so I feel like JYP is gonna work them hard because they're the big money makers. That was Say What. Again, if you have any unpopular opinions, dilemma stories, we want hot tea, people. We want to sip, then please send it to our email howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can DM us on social media. And last but not least, last section is On the Radar, where we say what's on our radar. For me, it was announced that EXO's Dio is going to be releasing. Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be releasing his first solo album. That man, we need a moment of silence, because that man, he can sing. I'm so excited. Like, I'm actually really excited. I remember, I think it was technically a pre-debut track. I think it was Dio and Baekhyun. It was Chen involved. I can't remember. But you know that song, I lose my mind. Oh my gosh, banger. I hope there's some R&B, smooth, velvety vibes. I am here for it. I cannot wait. So yeah, we have come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You. Hopefully this week hasn't been boring. Shay should be back next week. If you want to follow Shay, make sure you follow her on Instagram at thekway_100, and you can see links to her TikTok and YouTube and other things. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me at K-Pop Box_ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And yeah, until next time, we will holla at you. Bye.